Good morning, and welcome to all our guests this morning. We thank you for joining us. This morning, we're going to look at a text in which Jesus tells us that we are set aside for God, and that we have no reason to be afraid of this world. Many times that we think that we are to stay away from the world, or that we should somehow separate ourselves from the world. But in this text, we will see that Jesus came into the world. He sacrificed himself for it, and we are sent to the world for Jesus' sake. And there is nothing in this world that can harm us, but rather, he is greater that is in us than who is in the world. And because of this sure promise, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 6 through 19. And I would ask, as you are able, to please stand for the hearing of the Gospel. Reading in Jesus' name. I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I come out of thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those who thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also send them into the world. For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Amen. Please be seated. In our text for this morning, Jesus is not talking to a crowd, but he's praying or having a conversation with the Father. And he's talking to God about what he is about to do to his disciples and what he has done to his disciples. And we will see that Jesus came into the world to reveal God to mankind. I have revealed your name to men, to the men you gave me from the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they kept your word. Now they know that all these things you have given me are from you. We see here that Jesus came from God to reveal God to mankind. God has revealed himself in Jesus Christ. Now we will say, he also revealed himself to the Israelites, and he did. But mankind, being in the flesh, messed things up. And instead of following God, they started to follow the rules and regulations and a religion. And God was no longer important. And so God sent his Son. And it also says, Jesus also says that all the men were given to him by the Father, and that they believed in Jesus' words and kept God's command through him. They came to realize that Jesus was the Son of God. And in knowing this, there was life. And that's what we heard in our scripture reading from John chapter 1, verses 11 through 13. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. The one who has the Son has life. The one who doesn't have the Son of God does not have life. I have written these things to you who believe in the name of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the testimony that the disciples understood. This is the testimony that was given by God through Jesus Christ to mankind. And in believing in this fact, there is eternal life. Because the words that you gave me, I have given them. They have received them and have known for certain that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Now, the other thing that we see here is that the word was given by God, and that it was through the word that people came to believe. Many times we think about church and we think, well, if we could do it in a different way, if we could make it more exciting, if we could make sure that we had the right proper videos and all the different lights and all that type of thing going on, well, then people would come. You know, and we got to get rid of this boring preaching stuff. Because we sit here and we listen to this guy drone on every day. But it is very interesting. Because we find out that it is through the word that we come to believe. We may get many more people because of entertainment, but entertainment does not make believers. And we can never spend enough money to out-entertain the world. It is impossible. And so, we come here and we hear the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, so that we too can know that Jesus came from God. And even though to the world this sounds not real smart, this is what Paul says about it in 1 Corinthians 1, 18 through 21. For those who are perishing, the message of the cross is foolishness. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will set aside the understanding of the experts. Where is the philosopher? Where is the scholar? Where is the debater of this age? Hasn't God made the world's wisdom foolish? For since, in God's wisdom, the world did not know God through wisdom, God was pleased to save those who believed through the foolishness of the message preached. That doesn't mean that we don't strive to have good music, to sing hymns, or we do not try to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ with words that people can understand. But it is not in the delivery style or in the entertainment value that believers come. It is through the proclamation of Jesus Christ and the Word. And I can't tell you how it works. And in fact, as Paul says, it does seem by human reason to be foolish. But Jesus came in a day when there was no television, there was no radio. And it seems like it'd be a whole lot easier if Jesus would have come today. Well, then everybody could have looked at it live. We could have saw it on the internet. All those miracles, all those wonderful things. But he chose instead to come in a time when most things were passed on orally from generation to generation. And that still is the way that the gospel is proclaimed today, through the preaching of the message of Jesus Christ from generation to generation, from human being to human being. Jesus chose, and God chose, to bring his message of salvation through the proclamation of the word. And Jesus also talks to the Father now about who he is praying for in this text. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but those you have given me, because they are yours. And all my things are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. Now Jesus himself is going to the Father in a prayer for believers, for us. He is not lifting up the world at this time, but those who are going to go into the world and bring this message. For those who have received his word. And we also find out exactly how close God and Jesus are. They are intertwined. There is no separation. And if we know what Jesus says of us, that we are in him, we also know that there is no separation of us from God. As a believer, we are hidden in Jesus Christ. God is so close to us. And that's the thing that we sometimes forget. You see, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is praying that we would be protected. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by your name, that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. Jesus is about to go to the Father and is asking the Father to protect us. Is there anything that God the Father will not do for God the Son? We are protected by God Almighty, the Creator of the earth. Is there anything in this world that can overcome us? The one thing that we do not believe, is that we do not believe that he can protect us. That somehow, out there, somewhere, is something more powerful than God the Father. And this is the lie. And we will find out that God is very capable of protecting his own. In our next verse, while I was with them, I was protecting them by your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them is lost except the son of destruction, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so they may have my joy. Jesus protected his disciples all the way through. Did they suffer? Yes. Did many of them finally come to a violent death? Yes. But in the end, they were in Jesus Christ, and it was only the flesh that was harmed. And the other thing, as I was reading this, and actually just as I was sitting in the pew, that struck me, I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy completed in them. Jesus Christ wants us to understand that His joy is with us. He knew what He did. He knew that He overcame sin. He knew that He overcame death. And He did it not just for Himself, but for all of us, for all of the world. And in that is His joy. We have that joy of Christ. And He wants us to understand that joy and that peace, to know that God is no longer against us. And even in this world, Jesus wants us to continue to bring this world. I have given them your word. The world hated them because they are not of the world, as I am not of the world. I am not praying that you would take them out of the world, but that you would protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Now this is really the part and where the title of this message came from. Because we sometimes as Christians have this idea that the whole world is against us. It is. We shouldn't be surprised. We get upset when we think, well, there's parts of the media that are against us. We get upset when we find out that there's some in academia that are against us. And we get all fired up and mad about it. It's silly. It's an absolute waste of time. Jesus tells us right here that this is the way it's going to be. It shouldn't be a surprise to us. Jesus tells us here that the world hates His followers. But this world is not our home. Jesus Himself was hated by this world. And in fact, was nailed to the cross by people of this world. So then, the question begs to be asked. Should we separate ourselves from the world? We know many times good, well-meaning Christians would say yes. Keep ourselves separated. Make sure that those sinners don't taint you. But aren't we also sinners saved by grace? That same flesh that dwells in the world dwells in each and every one of us. The only difference is we have received the message. Christ, by the power of His Word and His Holy Spirit, has worked in us to understand that yes, Jesus Christ went to the cross and died and shed His blood, but it was for our sins. Individually, as well as all people. Was not Jesus sent into the world to save it? As John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And we see in our text that Jesus does not pray that we would be taken out of the world. He does not want us separated from them. And in fact, what He says is that we would be protected from the evil one. The only thing that Satan can do to us since his defeat is lie to us. And the lie that he would like all of us to believe is that somehow the world can harm us. Somehow we can be separated from the love of God.
Maybe it's by something we do. Or maybe it's by the people that we come in contact with. But it is just that, a lie. Or the other lie is maybe God can't protect us. Maybe I got to protect myself. We have no ability to protect ourselves. We have no ability to save ourselves. Jesus Christ came to save us. Jesus Christ came to protect us. And we hear the answer to this lie from John also in his first epistle, from John 4:4. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Christianity never lives in fear. God has overcome sin, death, and the devil. There is nothing that stands against us. We are the most powerful entity on earth. We are the body of Jesus Christ. Live in this sure victory. Live in the protection of God. We will not be snatched away from Him unless we come to the point that we believe that God cannot protect us. Because if God can't protect us from Satan, then we serve a pretty weak God. But we do not serve a weak God. We serve God Almighty. And it is time that we as Christians and as the church stop worrying. It is time to start living. Time to start being in the world, serving them, loving them, and proclaiming the message of Jesus Christ. We are followers of the Son of God. We are His body. And again I say, the most powerful force on earth. And yet, we live in fear. We worry somehow that some newscaster is going to come against us and going to destroy our precious Christianity. We worry that some teacher is going to come against us and say something against Christianity. They've been trying to destroy Christianity since the time they put Jesus Christ on the cross. It is not going to happen. We live in a victorious Savior. Our life is lived in Him. Quit worrying about the world, sin, death, all of those things. For God has washed our sin away in the blood of Jesus Christ. And He wants all men to know this. He wants all men to do the work of God. And then He said to them, John 6:28 and 29, what must we do the works of God? Jesus answered them, this is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He has sent. Believe in Jesus Christ. Believe in the victory that He has won. Believe that God has blotted out the sin of the world, including our own, in that blood. Do not be afraid of the world, but go into the world. Love those who are in the world, serve them, and proclaim the message to them. Because this is really what happens. And then Jesus goes on to say this, that we are sanctified for this purpose. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. I sanctified myself for them, so that they also may be sanctified by truth. Jesus gives us our purpose here. Our purpose to go to this world, to go to people, understanding that we are already sanctified, which means that we are holy. We are set aside for a holy purpose. And that purpose is to spread that gospel message, to do the works of God. We have nothing to fear. No matter where we go, God is with us. No matter what we do, God is with us. No matter who we encounter in this world, God is with us. Quit worrying. Go into the world and love them as Jesus Christ loved the world. That he was willing to go to the cross, to be nailed to it, and to shed his blood to wash away sin. Live in the victory of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we give you thanks for this day. We ask, Father, that you would indeed work in and through the preaching of your word. That, Father, it would be alive in us. And that we would be in your Son as he is in you. That, Father, we would realize that there is no longer a separation between us. That you have overcome that separation through the blood of your Son. And not only that, but that you have raised us with him into new life and into a victory. And Father, we ask that we would rely on the promises that you have given us in this text through your Son. That you are protecting us. That you are leading us. That you are guiding us. And that, Father, when we would leave here and go into the world, we would be your ambassadors. That we would realize the power that you have given us, your body, to go out and to proclaim this message, to bring the message of peace, to bring the message of love. Father, we ask that you would make it real and steadfast in our heart this morning. That we would hold on to this message and we would cling to it always. In Jesus' name, amen.